You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This month on Mormon Channel, we're discussing embracing new opportunities. You know, sometimes we choose these paths in life, these new adventures to take, and other times they are chosen for us. So if you haven't seen one of the new, most recent Mormon messages called After the Storm, you're really missing out because it's beautifully shot. It's more of a cinematic experience, really, than just a video. It's also a faith-promoting feature, and it shares the story of a woman named Maylene and her family from Moore, Oklahoma. So Maylene was struggling through a divorce and supporting a large blended family with her own children and also some extended family children who came to live with her, also working three jobs when the storm hit in May 2013. And it hit her hometown. But through an incredible miracle, she was able to save the lives of a few children working while she was working in an elementary school the day the storm hit. And all of her own children's lives were spared as well. But their home was destroyed. And she found herself gathering the faith and courage to begin again with her children by her side. Jacob Draper was the producer of this Mormon message. It also has a little cameo role. I guess supporting actor role is a better description in the Mormon message. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's always fun to join you here at the microphone.
How did you hear about this woman's story?
Well, it began with a talk by Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the 70. He was assigned by the First Presidency, or the Quorum of the Twelve, to go and minister to the people who had suffered through the tornado down in Moore, Oklahoma in 2013. And he actually visited with Maylene and her kids and shared some of the experiences and impressions that he had from that experience in a general conference talk. And that general conference talk was the seed for this Mormon message. We read the talk and thought it might be interesting to do something around this tornado. So, coincidentally, the bishop of the ward down in Oklahoma that was right in basically the center of this tornado was the twin brother of my next-door neighbor here in Utah. So that helped me to...
Well, how's that for a coincidence?
It was an amazing coincidence. So that helped me to get in touch with them down there. So I visited with Bishop Whittison, and he introduced me to a number of the people in his ward, and one of them happened to be Maylene and her family. So that was how I was initially introduced to them and was able to learn more of their story and of their experiences than what Elder Rasband had talked about in his talk.
How was your own faith affected when you hear this remarkable story of this woman who was just about ready to give up on life? Things were just, her trials were just mounting, and then this storm hits and adds to her trials, right?
Right. Well, exactly. That, I think, was the thing that intrigued me mostly about this story, because the tornado plays this role where it's not just that life is going along peacefully and suddenly the storm comes and disrupts everything. Life was already upended for Maylene. And it reminded me, of course, of the story of Job in the Bible, where Job is already experiencing so many things, and then the adversary is like, well, that's what happens when we kick it up a notch. And that's exactly what happened to Maylene. She had already taken on this responsibility that at the time she didn't feel like she was ready for, but her sister's kids needed a stable home, and it's something that they didn't have. And she felt like the best thing that she could do and that she and her husband could do would be to take these children mm-hmm. in. So she did for these four girls who were her sisters. She adopted them, so they became her kids. And immediately she's like, let's take a family picture and let these kids know that they belong. But with her kids, her husband's kids, and her sister's kids, this made a family of 10 children. That in and of itself is a huge thing. And then to have her husband leave her. And so then she became the primary caretaker for 10 children, all on her own, and working three jobs. And the job that we highlight in the video, the one that I know most about, was her being a teacher's aide. And you know, teacher's aides aren't exactly it's not the most lucrative career. So already,
right.
Like, she's struggling to make ends meet and feeling like, I just love talking with Maylene and meeting her and hearing her story and hearing her describe how she was just ready to give up. like that morning, that very morning of the tornado, she's like, I'm at the end, and really wanting a sign from Heavenly Father. And I don't think that's the kind of sign she would have chosen. But just
I don't think anyone would have chosen that.
Exactly. Just when things are at their worst and couldn't possibly get worse, in comes a tornado and destroys her home, destroys the place that where she worked, and put her in the situation where everything was just put into question.
What do you hope people take away from this when they watch it?
Well, I think I can only speak from my own experience. When we think about the gospel and we try to share uplifting messages about the gospel and what the gospel means in our lives, often it comes across as being like, well, if you pray and you read the scriptures, it'll solve all your problems. Well, that solution doesn't come all at once. And when we think about, or I'll just speak in the first person for a minute. When I think about myself, you know, I believe in Heavenly Father. And I pray, I try to pray, you know, all the time and read my scriptures and try to keep the commandments. I'm imperfect in all of those things, but I do have a testimony and I am striving. So feeling, you know, all the progress that I've made in my life over the years and trying to become a good person, trying to become a true Christian, trying to become a true Latter-day Saint, why, after all I've been through, must I still struggle on a daily basis? Why do I still find myself faced with situations where I'm tested and where I feel like I'm pushed to my limits? Why is my faith continually challenged? And I find myself on my knees, like, must I go through this? Can't I get around it somehow? And the fact is that going through challenging circumstances are the best thing that our Heavenly Father can do for us. And when we're in the midst of it, when we're in the middle of these situations that are just no fun and are really pushing us to our limits, those are the things that we value. Those are the things that define who we are later on. So we get to the end of the road, we get past an experience, we're like, wow, I really learned a lot from that. I learned a lot about myself. And in retrospect, I see that Heavenly Father really was with me all the time, and He was helping me, even though when I was in the middle of it, sometimes it didn't feel like it. Sometimes it didn't. It was hard for me to recognize His presence. So what I hope is, from looking at Maylene's experience, even when things are really looking dark, when we feel so imperfect and we feel really at a loss for what to do with our lives, just to know that Heavenly Father knows what we're going through and that He still loves us, He still cares for us, and He will provide a way for us to learn and grow from the experience and make our lives better because of it.
So a quote from Maylene is, no matter what happened, moving forward with God's help, we are going to make it. Don't you love that? Don't you think that just sums it all up?
Absolutely. And the fact is, this experience happened to her, but she's still a single mom. Still has these 10 kids. Some of them, two of them are working, going to college. The rest of them are high school, junior high age. But life hasn't gotten a lot easier, I would imagine, for her. You know, she's still slogging through it day by day on a daily basis. But when we have these experiences that where Heavenly Father touches us and lets us know that he is aware of us, then that becomes this thing that we can hold on to. It becomes this anchor. And that's kind of what I talked to her about when we were making the video, because it's something that I learned from it, from observing her experience. That hope that we're going to make it, that she says, whatever happens, we're going to make it. It's like, yeah, we made it through this amazingly challenging experience, and God helped us. Whatever happens now, He's going to help us. It doesn't mean it's going to be smooth sailing and we've been through it and now it's easy for the rest mm-hmm. of the time. There will still be challenges. But yeah, there's hope. There's context. There's something that's going to allow us to get through that.
Well, you definitely need to watch this Mormon message if you haven't already. It's called After the Storm. Of course, you can find it on the Mormon Channel's YouTube channel. Jacob Draper, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.